We'll see something today. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News. The paperwork filed by the Justice Department to get the search warrant on former President Trump's home in Florida is being made public, with parts of it blacked out.
The federal magistrate in West Palm Beach who signed off on the search warrant used by federal agents to raid Mar-a-Lago and seize boxes of documents, among other things, is now ordering the release of the affidavit used when asking for the warrants. The affidavit will be redacted as per the suggestions made by the U.S. Department of Justice to protect its sources and methods. The judge ordered the affidavit to be released by noon Eastern. In Broward County, Florida, Eben Brown, Fox News.
Former Trump Chief of Staff Mark Meadows, former Attorney Sidney Powell, and others who met with the president are ordered to testify for a grand jury in Georgia looking into possibly illegal attempts to overturn the 2020 election results. President Biden again says forgiving some student loan debt is the right thing to do.
For tens of millions of Americans making under $125, this is a game changer.
The president at a Democratic National Committee rally in Rockville, Maryland. His plan is to erase up to $20,000 in debt for some borrowers. Plenty of critics.
The Washington Post editorial board unloads on the White House, calling the plan, quote, a regressive, expensive mistake, and arguing Mr. Biden's student loan decision will not do enough to help the most vulnerable Americans. It will, however, provide a windfall for those who don't need it, with American taxpayers footing the bill.
That's Fox's Peter Ducey. At least two people are dead, four wounded in a shooting at a men's Christian homeless center in Henderson, Kentucky. The suspect was found and arrested in a vehicle still armed a few hours later last night. The United Kingdom's energy regulator says people are going to be paying 80% more year over year in household energy bills starting in October, raising a cap on how much energy suppliers can charge. The British government, though, is planning to help with up to $1,200 per household to help pay those bills. America's listening to Fox News.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.
A Chinese company wants to buy hundreds of acres of farmland and build a milling plant in North Dakota. And some locals and members of Congress find that highly suspicious.
The plant would be just 12 miles from the Grand Forks Air Force Base, home to top secret drone technology. This federal review filed in May found red flags with the project. North Dakota Senator Kevin Cramer is concerned about espionage.
The China of today is not the China of decades ago. China has demonstrated a real aggression.
Fufeng would be the largest private sector investment in the history of Grand Forks. The city says it would bring in at least 200 jobs and millions in tax revenue.
Nobody's ecstatic about it being a Chinese investment.
Grand Forks Mayor Brandon Bochensky tells me this is not a done deal.
Alexis McAdams, Fox News.
A woman pulls a gun at a shopping mall in the Philadelphia suburbs.
It was a chaotic few minutes here at the busy King of Prussia Mall when an argument in the food court led to a woman pulling a gun and being put in handcuffs. Pictures posted to Twitter show the woman in handcuffs outside the Five Guys restaurant in the food court, surrounded by police officers. Stunned shoppers witnessed the woman pull out a gun over an argument over someone cutting in line. She was quickly taken into custody by Upper Marion police, all witnessed by shoppers who started a stampede running towards the exits. That caused even more confusion.
That's Chris O'Connell with Fox 29 Philadelphia. A Louisiana man is free from prison, cleared of a rape he was convicted of as a teenager in 1986. Sullivan Walter is 53 years old now. Buffalo Bills rookie punter Matt Araiza is accused in a civil lawsuit of participating in the gang rape of a 17-year-old girl at a party last year when he was at San Diego State University. An attorney for Araiza says those allegations are false. There have been no arrests made. I'm Chris Foster, Fox News.
Jason in the House, the Jason Chaffetz Podcast. Dive deeper than the headlines and the party lines as I take on American life, politics, and entertainment. Subscribe now on foxnewspodcast.com or wherever you download podcasts.